Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God." And we're going to do that this morning. Would you stand and join us as we worship? We'll turn our eyes to Christ.
and reflection of all the things going on in our lives, and reflection of who God is, not based on anything going in our lives, but just because that he's worthy of praise, worthy of glory. So our next song we're going to sing is Blessed Assurance. And Blessed Assurance is an exploration of the wonder of what it means to walk presently in what Peter calls a living hope, our living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. This living hope means that we have a reason right now, in this very moment, no matter what's going on out there in the world, no matter what you have going on in your lives, we have a reason right now to celebrate with confidence, to draw near to God, trusting that he will never cast us away. This hymn celebrates the goodness of being at ease in a confident and a perfect love that casts out fear. Blessed Assurance invites us to draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed pure with water. So let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Let's sing Blessed Assurance.
against him comes from Psalm 42. The psalmist cries out desperately for God. Even in the midst of deep despair and sadness, his hope remains in God. He says, I shall praise him, my salvation and my God. He understood his need for God every hour of every day, in every circumstance. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me?
Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence.
Deep calls to deep at the sound of thy waterfalls. All thy breakers and thy waves have rolled over me.
The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and his song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life.
Why are you in despair, O my soul, and why have you become disturbed within me?
Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God.
Says, sing praises to God, sing praises, Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a song. So in just those four verses, we're commanded to sing 8 times. And in the Bible, did you know that there are over 400 references to singing and over 50 commands to sing? And then, of course, the longest book of the Bible, Psalms, is a book of songs. And so it's definitely the mark of a Christian, and that's obvious to us just from reading the Word. In the New Testament, we read in Ephesians 5:19, "But be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making a melody to the Lord with your heart." That's encouraging for those of us that might not be able to sing. We can still make a melody from our hearts. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts." And then in Acts 16, we read of Paul and Silas singing while they were in prison. In Zephaniah 3:17, we read of God himself singing. That verse says, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing." And then in Matthew 26, I skipped over this. I don't know that I ever realized that this little verse or this little tidbit was in here. But in Matthew 26, it tells us that Jesus sang a hymn with his disciples on the eve of his crucifixion. And it's just kind of tucked in the middle of a verse. There's not much mention of what they sang. We can assume that he was praising God. So we see that our triune God is a God who sings. And so that's why we sing, because we're trying to be like him. We're modeling what he has shown us in the Bible. But it's not just about singing. While singing in and of itself is important, it's really important what we sing. The words that we sing matter, what the truths that they talk about matter, and you've seen that here at our church. We're very particular about the songs that we pick. We don't just pick every brand new Christian song that comes out, and there's a reason for that. So the words themselves really matter. The words that we sing matter. Gordon Fee said, "Show me a church's songs, and I'll show you their theology." Mark Knoll said, "We are what we sing." And I couldn't find the person to attribute this to, but our music is our portable theology. And that's so true. I mean, how many songs do you remember from maybe like childhood? Or I have like these songs from like my teenage years tucked in my head that I'm like, why do I still remember that? I'd like to get rid of that and make room for something better. But words or music, songs, they stick in our head. They really do help us remember, sometimes bad and sometimes good, so that's why the words matter. And our brains were actually wired to recognize melody and rhythm, and that's why we remember things that are to music. So, just as Colossians 3:16 said, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." It's the word of Christ that we want to sing. It's the word about Christ. It's the words about God and what he's done. The words about the gospel. And so the words really matter. And that's why we're doing a study this summer on hymns, which I'm going to tell you more about in a little bit. But for now, just as we think about how the words matter, the words that are about the cross matter, the words that remind us about what God has done for us. And so that's what we're going to sing about now.
Let's stand and sing "The Old Rugged Cross."
Thank you.
about singing of his greatness. And if you don't know this one, it's just a great one to have memorized. On a bad day, on a hard day, we can still remind ourselves that God is faithful. We have a reason to sing and to praise his name. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom.
There is no one like you, O Lord.
One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts.
There is no one like you, O Lord.
They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. They will tell of the power of your awesome works and will celebrate your abundant goodness.
There is no one like you, O Lord.
Visible and invisible.
whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things are.